Q94, it's your Mountain of Rock. I'm Gary Lee, and the coaches' shows continue as we head over to Mountain Grove and talk with head coach of the Mountain Grove Panthers, Dan Swafford. Hey, good morning, Coach.
Good morning. How you doing, bro?
Fantastic. It's Friday. It's high school football. It's week three, and my goodness, it's hard to believe that it's already week three, but
it
just flies by. And last week, you guys took on, you know, we talked about a little bit, Highland Rebels, and what a football game. I mean, it come up short, but you know, 14-6, yeah. You know, defensive juggernaut.
Yeah, you know, the kids played really hard, and we were in the red zone a couple times and just couldn't put any points on the board, and that's where we, you know, that's what kind of got us into a mess in a way. We held them several times. They've held us. And so, man, that both teams played really hard, and it was a great football game to watch, and we came up a little short. So that's always the tough part, but, you know, it was a good night of football for everybody.
Yeah, yeah. And, you know, I mean, sometimes there's positives out of everything in life. You know, I mean, losses, wins, and there's been a lot of great athletes that have said, you know what, I was taught more through a loss than a win. That,
yes.
And you know, and I, you know, you had Fairgrove, you know, state ranked 2-0. Highland, Arkansas, I believe they're state ranked in Arkansas.
State ranked in class 4, yeah.
Yeah,
Arkansas.
So I mean, it's not like, you know, you're playing nobodies. You've got a great schedule, and Highland is a good program. But, you know, Coach, it's not going to get any easier tonight as you kind of head back to a familiar spot.
Yeah, oh, absolutely. We're getting down to Douglas County to play Ava, and they have a nice football team. It's a nice program, and their coaches do a great job. We've got our work cut out for us again.
How many times this week have you said, we got to stop Hunter Adams?
Well, he's definitely really good. You know, he's one of a couple guys, but he is definitely a really nice football player. He played for me when he's a freshman, and he was hard to deal with as a freshman. So he's a senior now, and I'm just really impressed with how hard he works and his ability, and he definitely is a footballer.
Well, you know, and you said it just a few seconds ago, if you focus too much on one player, all of a sudden, and you know what kind of offense they're going to run. I mean, you know that if you just key on that one person, well, then, you know, there's the corners, there's the edges, and you just defensively facing and all, you know, the flex. Defensively, I mean, you got to play really good, disciplined assignment football, don't you?
Oh, for sure. Oh, for sure. You know, it's a physical thing. But it's also a situation where you got to do your job. You know, and look, that's with every team, but definitely these guys, their whole philosophy, because it's the same as ours, is like, make a mistake, we're gonna make you pay type of thing, and they've been doing this a long time, and so they know exactly how to do things, and they will make you pay if you make a mistake.
Well, and you know, for your Panthers, you're learning. I mean, I know it's week three, and a lot of people will say, oh, well, they should have it down by now. Now, you know, if it was that easy, well, it wouldn't be any fun. But you know, still learning, still kind of, you know, finding your groove, but. You know, it's everything. It's not just offense. It's not just defense. You know, special teams could be huge tonight.
Oh, for sure. You know, it was last week for us. I look back and just, you know, we had a couple little issues there. And you know, it's just things that we have to get better at. And it's such a process, like you say.
Yeah.
And it's a situation where you got to have some success. You'll have some struggles. You learn from your struggles, and you try to build on your success. And so that's where we're at right now in our football program here at Mountain Grove.
Well, it ought to be a dandy one. Of course, you know, SCA, kicks off tonight with all SCA schools. And you know, I'm not going to say anybody got the short end or the long straw, because the SCA is just – it's tough week in and week out. There's no easy outs.
That's right. You know, everybody can win on any given Friday, so you just have to be ready and play the best you can on that Friday night.
Well, one key factor – and I've often wondered this. I bet them Panthers can eat. I bet they can sit at the dinner table and put it away. And you know, having a community step in and embrace a team. And, you know, I mean, you got some folks that help feed these boys?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Our community does a great job of stepping up and feeding these boys, taking care of them every week. You know, that's never an issue around here. I promise you that. So, I'm telling you, it's nothing like I've ever seen. They absolutely take care of these boys, so we're grateful.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, Coach Dan Swofford of the Mountain Grove Panthers tonight, headed back to the Hill to take on the Ava Bears. Coach, good luck tonight, and appreciate you taking the time to visit with us.
Well, thank you, and thank you for everything you do for high school football.